Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we want to tell you about our exciting adventure that happened yesterday, this weekend.
It was exciting, okay.
Oh, boy, things happened to us. I don't know how it happened. Anywho, we are both in the market for a new car, and we love the Lexus. I've had an ES for years. Larry loves the RX. And so we thought we would go there and, you know, look around for new cars.
Yeah, trade them in, get a deal, buy two, swing a deal.
Right. And we get the certified pre-owned. They're wonderful. 3 years old. You get the warranty. It's a win-win. Anywho, I went in and I said, you know, I was looking for bronze. I wanted a bronze color. I've had black. I've had white. I wanted something different. And so our buddy there at the dealership, I mean, we know him very well. I bring them cookies for Christmas and stuff. And he told us that it was out of the lot and the keys are in it. Right?
That's what he said.
That's what he said, Larry. And so we go out and there it is parked, you know, on the parking lot. And I get in and we go. Now, I did think it smelled a little funny, Larry. That should have been the first indicator, right?
Yeah, something did feel a little bit off. But it was bronze. There it was.
The keys are in it.
Keys were in it.
Right.
Right?
Right. The push start. Anywho, but the key fob was in it. So we go on our way, and we're probably, like, what, about 3 or 4 miles away, Larry, when the phone rang?
Maybe 3 miles, yeah. Sounds about right.
And it's our friend from the Lexus service counter. And he's, like, you know, asking us where we are. And I said, we're taking this beauty for a test drive. I love it. But there's just a couple things we needed to address, like the smell and stuff. And it smelled like a woman's perfume, didn't it, Larry?
Yeah, it kind of stunk.
It did. It did stink. So anyway, he said, are you in a bronze ES 350? And I said, yes, this is the one that I'm looking for. He said, that's not a car for sale.
Yeah, then sorry, I sort of had a breakdown because, you know, once I figured out what's going on, it was somebody's car, you know? So I saw, oh my God, sweet Moses, Grand Theft Auto, sweet baby Jesus, we're going down.
Right.
So he's, oh my,
like,
God.
He's like, get back here. The woman who owns it is flipping out. She was in here, you know, telling us what to do and stuff, and you get back here.
She flipped her wig. No disrespect.
None taken. So I turn the car around, and I go back. Of course, I didn't want to speed or anything. And we get back, and there's like 4 cop cars, flashing lights. Larry didn't even want to get out of the car. He was so terrified, the poor...
I mean, oh, geez, really. It was like something out of a movie.
It was like somebody, like, shot somebody, okay?
Oh, it was something.
Right, so I get out of the car. She's screaming, arrest her, arrest her. I'm like, whoa, this was a misunderstanding, for Pete's sake, you know? And so I talked to the police officers, and we eventually got everything straightened out. But she wouldn't stop screaming, Larry.
Took a while.
She wouldn't stop screaming.
She wouldn't hear nothing. What wasn't our fault? I mean, you know, they did tell you that they knew you were looking for that color.
Right.
They did say there was one out there. They said the keys
in are
it.
In it.
So,
go and take it.
There
you go. So then, you know, I was just so shaken, and poor Larry was so shaken. We thought, we can't do this now. We have to come back.
And there's no way I was telling her you hit that pothole. She didn't have to know that.
She didn't have to know that.
No.
But now we know the mystery of the smelly perfume in the car, though.
It was her. She stinks.
It was her, right.
Worse than Frida.
Oh, I don't even know what kind of perfume that was. Exactly, Frida. I mean, she was wearing the Vicks Vapor Rub, but this one, phew. Anywho, we just left, right? Right, Larry? We were just trembling. We're trembling. 4 cop cars.
After all the hoopla. Yeah.
Jeez Louise. I'll tell you what. Made a mistake.
Oh, I thought I was going to the clink.
I thought it was over.
She yeah.
was screaming at it. So, yeah, so that's our life, and we just wanted to share this experience. It may not be funny.
GoFundMe. Bail money. That was rough.
You know, you're right, Larry. You're right. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.